I think everybody needs a break right now.
Why do you say that?
I just think it's, we've been grinding, you know. There haven't been many games where you felt really comfortable. It's, everything's been a close game, whether we're down, whether we're up. And I think it's, you know, I think everybody just needs a little break right now.
Little break, says Stopper. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas out. Mal Morgani in. I am back.
Big shoes to fill.
It is big shoes to fill. So here's a question, and we'll talk about this as well today. When people call and they can try to guess. If you had to guess, where's Hugh Douglas right now? Like, because someone joked that he was at a winery. I mean, it's a little early. It's 10:30 in the morning. If you had a guess right now, where is Hugh? Where in the world is Hugh Douglas?
He's in Atlanta, I would think.
That's a good guess. Last time he had a few days off, he went down there.
I think he'd probably be in Atlanta.
Yeah. But last time
hot,
he,
but...
It is hot in Atlanta. It's hot here, though. Kyle, if you had a guess, where is Hugh Douglas?
He is taking a nap in a Bucky's bathroom.
Well, he did put a video up from the Bucky's bathroom last time.
You were talking about getting live
in
there.
Yeah, which was a lot. My guess is Hugh is in bed right now.
Like, yeah, just, no, probably.
He's sleeping.
He's got just, that fan set.
Yeah, he's just...
Fan?
He has, like, industrial fans.
My dad had that in our house. He kept and tried to convince us that we didn't need air conditioning. Like, you know...
Do you believe him?
It was one. It's that point where I realized... There's a point in your life where you realize dad's a dope, okay? Because your dad, you're here, you know, here to teach you how to, you know, skate, play baseball. But then you realize at some point, maybe he's not the smartest man in the planet.
Yeah.
Because, like, me and my mom, and like, it's hot in here. I put the fan up. I designed the house. It's cool. I'm like, we're sweating.
A dope, though, is strong.
Nobody's cool.
It's strong.
It's like, why are you trying to convince us that we're not dying of heat?
So how does the process work? Dad's a dope, and then eventually you realize you're a dope,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, come to that
you
realization.
You got dad's genes, you're dope.
I get it. That's what happens. But your kids think you can do no wrong. And until a certain point, maybe 13, 12, whatever.
Yeah, I'm almost there, but not yet. And they still think I know what I'm talking about.
You see their look in their eyes when you say something like, oh, it's not hot in here. What? You talking about?
So now I have the countdown in my head till I'm a dope.
That's
215-592-9494. Phillies at the All-Star break. They are in first place, but as Al described, I thought it was a good way to describe it. It's like the car with the check engine light.
Yeah.
But have you ever driven with a car that has a check engine light for a long time? I have. Sometimes you can keep going.
Well, if it's a vapor lock with the gas tank, that's usually what it is. But
Maybe that's what we have.
You can keep going. No.
You can reach your destination.
You don't want it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do that.
But we have for 96 games.
Yeah. On the other hand, you don't want to be the Sixers with the lights on. You're in the garage for a month.
That's true. That is where they are. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be at this point of the season? Rhea is going to join us at 11.
Rhea's got glasses.
Rhea has glasses?
Yeah.
Someone around here is to see what they're watching.
Wow, she looks wicked smart.
Well, again, someone on the show needs to be smart. That's what we're going to have Rhea on coming up at 11 o'clock. All right, let's get to the phones here. And when you call him, we need your guess. Where is Hugh Douglas? He is off. If you had a guess, where is Hugh? James in Monroe is up. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Pleasure. Long time, first time. Yeah, I think that to answer the first question about where we're at with the Phillies as far as better, worse, or say, I think we're the same. And I think one of the contributing factors is we haven't had a true number five since, like, basically Hunter Pence or, Jason Worth. I'd take a Ben Francisco at this point in time.
It's gotten that bad. But, we're recreating Ben Francisco.
You know, but with this pitching staff, we really need to make it happen this year because most likely, you know, we can't count on retaining the same exact pitching staff as next year.
Well, James, they can. I mean, so Wheeler is amazing, obviously, but you never know when a player his age is going to, you know, still be this good. So maybe he will be next year, but who knows? This might be the best we ever see him. Ranger's a free agent. And, you know, who knows? With, you know, health of pitchers, it's just, I think the best way to frame it, James, like you said, is the idea of them having this good of pitching again next year is probably not going to happen. Like, they have to take advantage of this.
They got to do it. They need a true number five and a guy that could deliver from the right side specifically to create that balance, especially for the postseason if we do make it, and we should. That's, you know, and everyone knows. I think that, you know, if you're a true Phillies fan like I am, you got your finger on the pulse naturally, and you know that more or less this is like the same team, essentially. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, James. We appreciate it. I mean, he mentioned number five bat in the lineup. They need power, Al. Like, that's what I keep looking at. Like, they have one guy that goes up to the plate, and I think he could hit a home run, or might, and that's Schwarber. Everybody else, I mean, now Harper's supposed to be that, but we know this year hasn't.
You wonder
been.
If he's ever going to be that again.
You wonder. And they have right now...
Castellanos.
He has 12 home runs. I mean, how many guys are on pace for 25 home runs? I don't think any, except just Schwarber, who already has cleared it.
Yeah.
He has 30.
And that's the big difference.
Yes.
That's the bat that you need. That's the game-changing bat that gives you the two or three-run home run to come in. That's a huge difference. Just the threat of it is a huge difference. And when you're facing them, it's something that they absolutely have to address. And it might be a matter first of subtraction.
Castellanos? Kepler?
Yeah. Like, how long can you have an outfield like that and get away with it?
Tried it for 3 years?
How long do you think you're going to get away with it?
I don't know. It's the one thing that has shocked me about Dombrowski's tenure is how little that he's accepted from his outfield. He's got nothing. I mean, right field has been average. Castellanos, fine. Times pretty good, right? Center field, a black hole. For the most part. And left field, I mean, think about since they moved on from Reese and had the injury to Harper, right? It shifted everything around. The outfield has been Kepler, Hayes, Merrifield. I mean, it's just been garbage out there in left field.
It's remarkable to have success that you've had with that glaring error. And part of it, you got through because certain guys would get 7 days at a time.
Right.
But it worked. It seemed like... The manager knew when those 7 days were coming up occasionally, and that guy would come in and have an impact. Even Rojas had a moment to come in, but it you can't sustain, and they're asking this to go on for too long.
Where are you on? Because you know, as we go to the trade deadline, and we're going to do finishing the Phillies later in the show, where Kyle gives us a blind resume on a player, and we decide that we want him or not. Where are you on the Harper outfield thing? Because.
I don't want him in the outfield. I understand.
It does narrow your option there. Because if they could move Harper back to the outfield for the rest of the season, to me, they could acquire a first baseman or a third baseman because Bohm has the ability to play first, right? If Eugenio Suarez from Arizona, he's on pace for 50 home runs.
Right.
He's a third baseman. Like, if you got him and you move Bohm to first, Harper back to the outfield, you add a 50 home run bat in here. I mean... If all things are equal, I'd rather add the outfielder and leave Bryce at first. I'm open to anything that adds power to the lineup.
Yeah, I would consider it if it was a huge name, and Harper obviously would go along with it. I'm worried about him there, like with what he's in his injury situation, what you're asking him to do. I think he's a really good first baseman.
I do
too.
Yeah.
I worry about. I would prefer not to do it, but if you. Told me that the move you just said, we can do this, I would do it.
Well, another option is Harper goes to DH, Schwarber to left field. They get a first baseman.
Back to the way we did it in 22? I mean, people, they don't like that idea. I mean, I'm sure people are shaking their heads when Kyle said that. The furthest this team went in 22 was with Schwarber in the outfield every game of the postseason.
Yeah. Didn't they put him back to leadoff yesterday, too?
They did. Yesterday was kind of interesting for two perspectives. One, they put Schwarber back to leadoff, and Topper said it was just lefty-righty because Bohm was out of the lineup. But they also sat Kepler against a right-handed pitcher for the first time, I think, since May, and Kemp played left field to start the game. I think the Kepler thing is about
done.
To be over.
Yeah, yeah. I think
and
so.
And I'm ready for it to be done.
Yeah, he'll end up in, I don't know, Atlanta.
And hit 10 home runs down the stretch against us. Was that where Merrifield ended up last year? He went to Atlanta. Yeah, it actually could happen. Let's go to Christian in Philly. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, Christian. What's up today? What are you feeling?
I think the Phillies are winning more games than I expected, with all things considered, Harper being absent, underperforming. They're winning more games. I like the check engine light analogy. I think the biggest crime to the Phillies right now is Sosa not having a spot. You got to find a spot for him to play every day. Put him in left field. Move Bohm to first. Harper to left field. Sosa to third. I was watching Moneyball the other night. If they could teach Scott Hatterberg how to play first base, we can find a spot for Sosa.
So, it's Christian, when you said all that, before you started talking about who to move around, I mean, the one spot that is obvious that they don't want to seemingly pull the trigger full time is like, just, I'm going to say it pretty simple. Sosa gives them better offense than Stott. I mean, he just does. Like, Christian, I like Stott and I want him to be good, but the guy doesn't hit. I mean, we're going on years now where Stott doesn't hit. And Christian, I know they do a lefty-righty thing at second base, but I'd be willing to give Sosa more at-bats there just to get him in the lineup.
Absolutely. Whatever it takes, he's got to be playing more. He gives more than Stott, maybe Boehm. I mean, you got to find a spot for him, man. It's a crime.
It is pretty wild. Christian, man, we appreciate the phone call. You look at their numbers for the season. I know his at-bats are obviously not as many as other guys. But you look at, you know, the season and the at-bats and the production. I mean, the guy's got a 278 average. He's got a 743 OPS. I mean, those would rank probably top five on the whole team. And yeah, he only plays twice a week.
He does. I have to believe it's just their eyes as baseball people don't see him playing to those numbers. If he plays more,
he'd get exposed.
That's the only explanation for it. And Stott should be better. I mean, he's kind of early. If you believe in the hurt last year type of thing, you may want to give him some more. They've given him a lot of runway. I got to say, it might actually be working against them that their numbers are as good as they are in terms of wins, losses, because it gives them the perspective that they have a lot of runway. I don't know that they do, but because of what's happened in the division or whatever, and the pitching is so good, it kind of delays some decisions that they have to make.
I agree with that, yeah.
But that can't happen here with the trade deadline coming up. You can't think that runway extends much longer. Right now, they're giving them benefit of the doubt has gone an awful long way for an awful lot of people.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the record maybe giving them a runway, because you look at it like, oh, we're in first place, but they're also only like 3.5 games up on a playoff spot. Like, it's a fine line between we're good versus uh-oh. Like, 2 weeks from now, we could say uh-oh, or we could say, oh, they're in good shape. Like,
yeah,
every 2 weeks, this thing kind of flips around a little bit. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Phillies did make a draft pick last night. I made a few. The MLB draft, which used to be in June and now is in July around the All-Star break. And typically, like, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the Phillies' first-round draft pick because, you know, in baseball, those players take a long time to get there. And, you know, the Phillies have done a lot, Al, with high school kids in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, that's where Painter came from. Aiden Miller, people love. He was a high school kid. So, you know, the Phillies have taken high school players and kind of moved them through the system slowly. Well, last night, Aiden Miller, I think, was actually a college kid, but Painter was a high school pitcher, and they took him in the first round. Abel was a high school pitcher, took him in the first round. Last night, they went a different route. They took a college pitcher out of Arkansas. Actually, the kid threw a no-hitter in the College World Series just, a month ago? 19 strikeouts, Gage Wood. And Al, I saw some of the videos last night of him throwing the no-hitter. My first thought is people are going to love him here. He's kind of got all fire and energy. But the thought process that came out of the draft last night was maybe they took him because they could fast-track him as a reliever and be in the big leagues this year, which would be wild.
That would be wild. It's not never happened. It's rare, very rare. But I look at it like, I think they took him because they now can move one of their prospects and say, we still have prospects. And it's an advanced prospect. It's not a high school kid. We now, if we move one of these pitchers that we have, it's not like I'm leaving. I just think Dombrowski's horrified at his past reputation of leaving the cupboard bare. So if he's going to move something, it's like, I already took care of this. We've restocked before somebody bought something off the shelf here.
I actually think he's gone too far with that. I want the old Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, I know. But
go make a move or something. All right, let's hear the ESPN reaction last night to Gage Wood, a player's name we might hear about within a month or two if he moves quickly here.
Well, there's a name you thought you'd hear, and of course Gage Wood just exploded onto the scene this season, especially late for Arkansas because he was hurt a little bit. And then he goes and throws a no-hitter at the College World Series.
Yeah, there are celebrations in draft rooms, and then there's what's happening right now in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Because to get Gage Wood there, it was the best swing and miss fastball in the entire country this year. That's an arm that was taken, any arm that's going to be taken. Well, this was one of the reasons why. He struck out 19 and threw a no-hitter at all. That usually makes you a little bit of money.
The only concern I have, and he does seem like a fun player, and maybe he'll be here quickly, is that they take him for a specific reason, like you thought, Al, or maybe to get him here quickly, or they take him because he's the best player. I hope they're taking him because they think he's going to have the best career and not, hey, he fills a need, or hey, he could come up in the bullpen later this year, because To me, that's how you get yourself in trouble. Like, you start drafting for a specific thing you need or to fill a spot on a depth chart. Just take the best players.
Yeah.
It was a different pick than they've made in recent years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The more advanced. It's a weird draft, baseball, obviously,
yes.
when coming up. But I think it's because they think they're going to move a pitching prospect.
Like an Abel?
Yeah, and there's somebody that's already kind of already rung up the ladder.
It could be. 215-592-9049. What'd you make of Gage Wood last night, Kyle? And the idea that he could come up here. I mean, I saw Keith Law last night say he could be in the Phillies bullpen in September.
Yeah. So that kind of blew my mind. I don't think, I had to look it up afterwards. I was like, are they even able to play like the same season that they're drafted?
It happens sometimes. It's pretty rare.
Yeah. But
it's not unprecedented.
I know. And like, I don't know. I think Al's instinct is probably the right one. I was wondering if they were going to fast track this kid up here and you know, and use him almost out of desperation, the Alvarado thing and Romano, Ross, like none of those guys really working out as signings in the offseason. But I think Al kind of talked me into the fact that it feels like now they're more willing to trade a guy like Abel. Well, I think they've always been willing to trade Abel, but it makes more sense for them to trade Abel now because they have a guy that can just slide right into the farm system, replace him, might be ready another year or two.
Well, it kind of fits with all the stories were last week that they're willing to trade almost anyone but Painter, right? And they want to go after, you know, all those big relief pitchers or maybe an outfielder. It does fit that they could replace them in
and
the system
it,
with him.
He makes it more palatable, I guess, to lose a pitching prospect in your system because you have a guy that's close to being ready.
Yeah, I hope they think he's the best player. That's all. I mean, and he does seem like a fun guy that people are going to like here when he arrives. Jack is in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good morning, Jack. What's up, buddy?
Same old, same old. But I think the Phillies, they're better than I thought they were going to be this year. Our starting pitching is carrying us, no doubt about it.
Well, in a way that is remarkable, because some games they just don't hit, Jack, and they still are. Like yesterday, that was a feeble offensive game, but the pitching was so good, they won it.
Right. We get an unknown run in the first, and we hang on and we win. But you can't count on winning 2-1 games, 3-2 all the time. But the pitching's been super, let's face it. The rest of the lineup, we ain't got nobody other than Schwarble. And with Schwarble, there's two things you can't do. You can't put him in left field, and you can't have him lead off anymore.
Who?
But Dombrowski got to do something. And you know what I would like to see?
What's that?
I'd like to see Friday night. I'd like to see Crawford in center field and leading off. See what this kid can do.
Well, you're not the only one, Jack. People for a month now have wanted to see him up here. It is interesting because he hits at every level, and it seems like the Phillies aren't quite sure he could hit here yet.
I don't see that. Go ahead.
But you're not going to find out if you don't bring him up. And I don't get Dombrowski. It seems like the rest of Philadelphia knows what's going on, but Dombrowski. You know.
And that's not good. You want the GM to know more than us. Jack, if you had a guess, where's Hugh Douglas right now?
I would say maybe sleeping off a little load from last night.
Jack, good one. Jack, appreciate it. Where do you come down on the Crawford thing?
I don't see the downside to bringing him up. I understand that, you know, they were burned with what they did with Kingery. Might have been able to use more time. Marinate is the new word, I guess, that you use. But I look at what's here, and he's not a power bat, but he's going to give you more than what you had. I think he's going to give you more. There should be an energy that comes with it. If they make a move, get rid of an outfielder, I think it's natural. Where's the risk? I mean, do you really think you're going to damage a player bringing him up?
No. So the only thing I agree with him on is if you're going to bring him up, you need to play him pretty much every day, right? Because otherwise, I don't want to stunt his growth by giving him 2 games a week, right? So if you're going to bring him up, he's got to play. The question is then who is he playing over? Because it's not a natural platoon, right? He's left-handed, so is Marsh, Kepler. So to me, you have to trade Marsh or just get... I mean, I'd be fine if they just cut Kepler tomorrow.
Yes.
Just DFA him.
Yes.
Put Crawford in center, put Marsh in left, and let it roll for a little bit. And you can still get another outfielder.
And the beauty of that is everybody's happy.
Yes.
Including the guy that you kept winning.
Mostly me, because I don't have to watch Kepler anymore. I can't do it. I just can't anymore. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll get to more of your phone calls in the Phillies here in the 11 o'clock hour. Are they better or worse than you thought they would be when this season began? 55-41, first place over the Mets in the National League East as we get to the All-Star break here. But as Al said earlier, it's like the car with the check engine light. We keep getting where we're supposed to go. Destination, we're getting there. Mm-hmm. But that light is blinking. 215-592-9494.
What's that smoke behind us?
Yeah, well, you know what? Is the car still running? Yeah. Let's keep going. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls that Rhea's going to join us. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we will get to the latest quarterback list where Jalen Hurts is ranked. But this one's different. It's not just some person. Like a Joe Giglio or someone out there. This is coaches, executives, GMs in the NFL where they had Jalen Hurts ranked as we enter the 2025 season. We'll get to all that coming up. It is the Midday Show. Al in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.